Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
From the book of Revelation, we hear or heard that the Lamb who is in the center of the throne will shepherd them and lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. What a beautiful image. Now let's take a look at the words a little bit closer, more closely. The Lamb who is on the throne, the Lamb is King. We celebrate Christ the King at the end of the liturgical year. Christ the King, the Lamb is on the throne, both victim and king. Okay? Lots of titles for Christ, but we'll stick with that for today. Then you notice it is the Lamb who is in the throne who will shepherd them. So the King is going to shepherd. So from the kingly office come the pastoral duties. Okay, and the priest, the parish priest, would be wise to try to imitate that. Priest, prophet, king, but from the kingly office, the pastoral duties. And the good king is responsible to teach what is right and what is wrong for the kingdom, those in the kingdom. The shepherd has a real job guiding these sheep down the right path. But again, we'll guide them for us as humans, taking the sheep thing, just putting that aside just for the moment. He also needs to teach us, to guide us, to correct us. The parish priest is more closely configured to Jesus Christ as a result of his ordination. So it's his responsibility, too, to make sure that he's teaching, whether you want to hear it or not, what is right and what is wrong. You don't need the Pillsbury Doughboy as one of your priests. You know, where you poke his little bell and he goes, "Hoo-hoo." How is that going to help you? If the shepherd was like that, is someone like that going to protect you against the wolves? No. I mean, he's sitting on a meadow on a little rock going, "Hoo-hoo." That's not going to help you. Yes, the pastor, and we have one, should be kind and gentle, right? But also be able to teach. Brant Petrie, I'll borrow from him too. He says, Jesus doesn't say, "Come on, little sheep, follow me this way if you want to." He says, "This way, and you," and he takes his stick, "come on." "Not that way, not that way. There's danger there. Follow me." Follow me this way. That's what we need. That's what we need. Then those that hear and obey his voice will be led to springs of life-giving water. That's where we want to go. Eternal life with the Lord in heaven. The gospel lays it out. It's the shortest, right? It's the shortest gospel. Is that the shortest gospel of the year? But let's just take a piece of it, not even all of it. And you could put this in one sentence. Are you ready? My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. Let us listen for the voice of our Lord. Let us follow him. This is done especially in prayer, but follow him also through the teachings of the church. And he will give us eternal life. Now, one last thing. Let's now look at one word. Follow. We really have to follow. Not just kind of follow. Not just, well, I followed the shepherd yesterday, but not today. Or I follow him in this way, but not this way. He's okay, but he's wrong about that. We follow the shepherd fully, all the way. It's the only way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to make your own path. Maybe I'll keep the shepherd in sight, but I'll kind of parallel him a little bit. It doesn't work that way, because he's going through the sheep gate. There's only one gate. You're going to miss that at the end. Fully, with full heart and mind and soul, let us follow Jesus Christ all the way in this life, which will lead to eternity in the next.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.